Hey, you want that to go?
Now for some takeouts on stories that we're following this week. And one of those stories is President Obama, who will head to Michigan to deliver the commencement speech at the University of Michigan tomorrow. We're joined now by Jake Smilovitz. He's the editor-in-chief of the Michigan Daily, the student-run paper for the University of Michigan. So, Jake, I assume you're excited because, you know, you're a reporter and you're supposed to be excited about the president. But I graduated from the University of Michigan, and I happen to know that generally that not everybody goes to the graduating ceremony.
Yeah, so usually the university expects a somewhat small portion of the graduating class to attend, but this year they're expecting pretty much a large, overwhelming majority of the 12,000 students who are eligible to attend graduation, both undergraduate and graduate students, to actually go to the ceremony this year. And about 80,000, upwards of 80,000 of their closest friends and family to attend as well.
80,000 of their closest friends, and you can't get tickets anymore, that's for sure. But tell me about the kind of speech you expect President Obama to deliver, just a basic good luck and be safe out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, any commencement address by a major politician, you know, melds the sort of political realities of the day with, you know, speaking to the graduates themselves and keeping it, you know, a commencement speech. People here are kind of excited to see what he actually talks about. There have been big presidential commencement speeches here in the past. Lyndon Johnson spoke here in 1964 and used the stage as the platform from which he first really in public discussed his plans for the Great Society. George Bush spoke here, George H.W. Bush spoke here in 1991, and then former President Clinton spoke here in 2007. So that makes President Obama's speech tomorrow the third sitting president and fourth president to speak at a University of Michigan commencement ceremony. So there's definitely some history behind what he's going to say.
Well, one other president spoke at the University of Michigan, but it wasn't for commencement. He was actually probably very cold in October. He was then Senator John F. Kennedy speaking on the steps of the Union. And here's what he has to say. Jed, can you play student one?
How many of you who are going to be doctors are willing to spend your days in Ghana? Technicians or engineers? How many of you are willing to work in the Foreign Service and spend your lives traveling around the world?
So there he is announcing his plans for the Peace Corps.
Yeah, many people say that those are the comments that, as you said, laid the foundation for the Peace Corps. And so people are really excited that there's definitely the opportunity for Obama to launch some kind of major initiative. You know, he's coming to Michigan, a state, you know, who's been hobbled by failing manufacturing industries and every kind of economic problem you can imagine. So people think that there's really a big opportunity for him to say something big. And a lot of people will be listening with open ears tomorrow.
Okay, well, Jake Smilovitz of the Michigan Daily, you be his speechwriter for a moment. What do you want to hear from President Obama?
I have no idea. I think that not necessarily what I want to hear, but I think what the graduates want to hear is some kind of answer to, you know, a lot of the economic problems that are plaguing both this state and the country as a whole. You know, there's a lot of people who are trying to get jobs now, a lot of people in that crowd, about 12,000 of them, who now need to find jobs. And so I think that they're really interested in what the president has to say on the economic front and figuring out, you know, how he's going to solve some of these major problems that both Michigan and the country are facing.
And he'll probably also say, you know, good luck and be safe out there. That's
of course. He'll mix in some of that commencement stuff somewhere in there, I'm sure.
Jake Smilovitz is the editor-in-chief of the Michigan Daily. That's the student-run paper at the University of Michigan, where President Obama will deliver the commencement speech at tomorrow.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.